Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the Wheel of Misfortune.
Oh, no. Where could this go? Welcome back to Overdrive. Nice to see Al's brother back in the dark room again. And that was a live read, right? No. Recorded. Yeah. Wheel of Misfortune. Where could this go?
You got me on this one.
You got me on this one, too. I only play the one game. So, it says here, JP, who is subbing for Moles, will spin the wheel. So, JP, spin the wheel. Probably another Yes Guy, No Guy variation.
I'm not familiar with this, Jim. What's Yes Guy, No Guy?
Yes Guy, oh. No Guy.
Trademark infringement. Somebody else's misfortune, no question about that. Okay, so here we have some questions, and I didn't know the format, so now we're playing. I think you should cue up the opening again. This is uncomfortable for me, so I have to get back into my comfort zone. Let's go, come on. Where's the... There.
Yes Guy, No Guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, drivers and passengers, time now for the trademark infringed Yes Guy, No Guy. Yes Guy, No Guy number one, the Lou Marsh Award will be won by somebody not competing in Tokyo 2020.
No Guy. But what a discussion it's going to be in December when I think they're going to have to make a decision, the group is, between Andre DeGrasse and Damian Warner.
Yeah, I mean, how do you do that? I mean, that's two classic gold medals.
Yeah, as you point out, these aren't just wins.
No.
This is not like just getting a
marquee gold medal.
Yeah, these are, you know, the world's greatest athlete historically. And, you know, one of the great sprinters, you know, sprint races of all time.
Yeah. Decathlon. I mean, that was the golden ticket in years gone by. Yeah. Crazy.
I remember, I have it somewhere at home, a Sports Illustrated with Daley Thompson on the cover and with the words, world's greatest athlete.
Well, it was the Wheaties box.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was like marketed around the world.
That was well after Jim Thorpe. And, you know, if you don't know the name Jim Thorpe, you should go home and Google it.
Yeah.
There's like books and encyclopedias and movies made about him.
So we agree. That's a double no guy there. Yes guy, no guy number two. Masai brings a finals appearance to Toronto within the next 5 years.
I'm going to say no guy. And I have all the world of admiration for Masai. I just think the roster right now needs a fair bit of construction. In a Eastern Division of the NBA that has been suddenly is stacked.
Oh,
and it hasn't been in the past.
No.
So when you know in other years there was a path to get there. When the Miami Heat got there a couple of years ago, when the Raptors got there, it's different than it is now. You know, you got to go through Brooklyn, and you're going to have to go through Philly, and you're going to have to go through Milwaukee, and you're going to have to now go through Miami. And you know, and Atlanta is a growing team, and so there's so many of those groups. I don't know how you're going to get there unless you can pull off another Kawhi-ish kind of deal.
So you said no guy.
Yes,
I'm going to say yes guy because the mystery and the attraction to Masai is you can't see what's about to happen. It's always something where you go, oh, look at that. Oh, it wins. So, I mean, that's the attraction right there. Is you can't predict.
It's like playing cards with a guy who you know can do, like, sleight of hand.
Here's the ultimate card game. Lou Lamoriello and Masai Ujiri. Because Lou's, like, his hand would be Velcroed to his chest. He'd be expressionless. And Masai would come up with something you couldn't think of.
Yeah, but I think the difference between the two is that Masai's creativity,
yes,
I think, would come into play.
Yeah.
Where, and I'm captain of the Lou Lamoriello fan club.
Yep.
You know, he's not as creative. He's more, this is the way.
Methodical.
This is the way things are done.
Yes guy, no guy number three. It's time for baseball fans to move on and stop booing the Astros for their cheating scandal.
No guy.
Hmm.
If I'm in Los Angeles the other night, I'll be there. I'd be one of the people yelling and screaming. And I think that the mistake baseball made is they didn't strip them of the World Series. And because they didn't strip them of the World Series in places like Los Angeles and maybe New York or other places, they've been cheated. And no one wants to be cheated.
I agree with you. It's like the fight that breaks out in the hockey game because the rule book's not being called. If you just adhere to the standards, then there's nothing to react to, right? So I agree. We agree on 2 out of 3 so far. Yes Guy, No Guy number 4. Vlad Jr. wins at least 2 AL MVPs while a member of the Blue Jays.
I'm going to yes guy that.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen this year, unfortunately, probably because of Shohei Ohtani. I mean, what Ohtani's doing with the Angels is off the charts, never been done before, crazy great. And so I think that's going to be acknowledged as the MVP, unless somehow the Blue Jays do something ridiculous in the next, 6 weeks that vaults them into contention, led by Vladdy. But I think he's going to be in the conversation every single year the way he hits the ball.
Well, and he's going to be with the Blue Jays, we assume, for a serious length of time.
Yes, you assume.
Yes. So we agree there. Yes guy, no guy, number 5. One of Leo Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo will at some point play in the MLS.
I say yes guy. And the reason is that one of those guys in their 40s, and they probably have a choice between going home and not playing anymore or coming to North America and getting overpaid to be sort of celebrity star. And I think I could see one of those guys doing that, and I can see a lot of teams wanting to fork out the money for it.
Yeah, I think 4-1 is the agreement record between us two, and of all the years we've known each other, I think that might be some sort of a record.
It's definitely a record.
Yeah, okay. Yes guy, no guy, number 6. The Rogers Center will be at full capacity by the end of this regular season.
No guy. The variant that's here right now is the Delta, is problematic. I think it will continue to be problematic, and I don't see things loosening up in Ontario, where we've been really stricter than anywhere else.
I'm going to agree again. I'm going to say no guy just because...
If you agree one more time, I'm leaving. I'll just walk out.
Wait a minute. The line's just lit up telling me to agree with you.
I'll just walk out of here.
I just think that where we are now is, like, if we could just maintain this and not try to get ahead of ourselves, we'll come out of it okay. The final... Yes guy, no guy, in this particular knockoff segment. The Raptors, Leafs, and Blue Jays all make the playoffs in 2022.
Let me digest this for a second. Yeah. The Raptors, the Leafs, and the Blue Jays, I'm going to yes guy that. And I'm going to explain it, because I think the Leafs just will make the playoffs because they're good enough to just make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Raptors are going to be... Even the roster I see right now, not knowing exactly what's coming back for Kyle Lowry and not knowing what Masai has in mind for manipulating the roster between now and the start of the season, this is going to be a 45-win team, I think.
Should be, yeah.
And so it being a 45-win team will get you into the play-in games of sorts now that they have that in the NBA. So I think that's making the playoffs or sort of making the playoffs. And the Blue Jays are the interesting one because Robbie Ray is a free agent. And Marcus Semien's a free agent. But if you look at that 1-8 batting order with Springer and all the parts involved now with Bichette and Guerrero, and it's not going to be Semien because I don't think Semien will be around, even though I would really like to see him be around. But with Teoscar Hernandez and Lourdes Gurriel Jr., that's a very good batting order. Now, if they're going to have Ryu pitching, they're going to have Berrios pitching for the whole season. They're going to have Manoah. And who knows when and if, Nate Pearson ever shows up, healthy enough to be important. But I like this Jays team on paper. There's a lot to like.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you, but with the proviso, the Leafs are definitely in. I like the Jays, how they're positioned. Regardless of who they lose, they can backfill. The Raptors, for me, are interesting. I just think that if they... I make the assumption that they're going to play at Scotiabank Arena for the whole season. So it's not official, but we assume that. And if they do, they will make the playoffs.
I think they're going to play there for the whole season. It's a question of, will they play there in front of...
With people, yes.
5,000
yes.
fans or 10,000? Like, what's the number going to be? Because one thing that you know about the NBA is that home court, when there's people in the stands, is a huge benefit to the home team.
What a void that was for them.
And they had they have such great fans and such... Like, the loudest I've ever heard the ACC have been in those playoff basketball games. There was times when your body was physically shaking.
Yes.
Because the noise was so loud.
It's boisterous at a level that the Leafs level, when it hits that, is almost a shriek. With the Raptors, it's a bouncy. I call it a bouncy seat.
Well, I've always compared the Leafs fans to the same as a theater fan. When you go to the theater, when do you applaud? You applaud when you hear a great song or when there's a good scene in the play.
It's controlled.
Yeah. So then it's, I'm going to applaud now. And that's how the Leaf fan is. Show me what you're going to do, and then I'll applaud for it. It's not like going to a game at the New York Rangers play where people are cheering from the minute the game starts.
Or not.
Yes.
Running the opposition in the ground, or sometimes somebody's not even there.
Yeah. Dennis Pott fan, for example. But what I'm saying is the hockey and the basketball fan in this city is very different.
Oh, well, that's a totally different in-game production. Like, both of, if you put them side by side, you'd think you were in another city.
Like, people always talk that this is the mecca of the hockey world. It is. It's the mecca of the hockey talk world.
Yes.
And the hockey discussion world and the hockey care world. In the building, like, I'd rather see a game in Montreal than I would in Toronto. I'd rather see a game in Winnipeg than I would in Toronto. Better atmosphere.
I'm not going to argue that, but because the contrast is there with the Raptors. JP, I didn't like how we threw to that that liner, so we have to go out. Let's see if you can get my timing. Oh, no, you messed it again. That's awful. We'll just leave it at that. That's what happens when it's a trademark infringed edition of Yes Guy, No Guy.
Yes Guy, No Guy.
Thank you very much. Well done. Al's brother enjoyed that far too much.